and skin Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Fall in love again and again, riding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains, Capri in the distance. Tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains, Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again, early nights and white sheets of lace curtains, Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. Everything is romantic. Stirrups at the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Lemons on the trees and on the ground. Sandals on the stirrups of the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains, Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains, Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 Again and again, fall in love 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 again and again. Again and again, fall in love 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 again and again.
Evening, folks. Welcome to a late night edition of Soapy Serenades. You're on mic four. Yeah, mic four. Oh, there we go. Now both of us are on. Welcome to Soapy Serenades. Sorry, this is not Classic Rock Mine, which is a great show. If you haven't tuned into that one before, please tune in. Unfortunately, you will not be listening to some classic rock tonight. Maybe there'll be some mixed in, but tonight is all about fun. Fantasia and friendship, because along with me in the studio, at least for right now, we're gonna have some more compadres joining us later. It's me, Colin, your host of Soapy Serenades, normally on at Thursdays at 2 p.m. Please tune in. It's an hour-long show, groovy and fun, keeping it sudsy. But I have my girlfriend Elizabeth. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth. You already introduced me, so I don't really know what you want me to say, but...
I don't know what I want you to say either. I kind of beefed that one. But welcome. You've been on the show a couple times. You're used to the studio. You've made your mark officially.
I hope so.
But welcome.
Two Saturdays in a row.
That is right, isn't it?
Yes. Wait. Because you were here last Saturday with Servon.
We were here for like a little bit with Servon. That was fun. I miss Servon already. We got to come back on the air another time.
For sure. He'll be back.
He was kind of a natural, honestly.
He has a good radio voice, for sure.
He does, and I think that we were able to make, like, decent conversation for, like, 10 or 15
minutes. Well, I think you and Servon could talk for days on end, so I don't think that that's... would ever be a problem, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. But, yeah, so we got a couple more friends joining us later. I should actually probably check and see where they are, because they said that they'd be here around 9:15.
9:15.
My dad said, "You're not playing this song, are you?" Yes, yes, I am. I am playing this song. I thought that was a really good song. We have another song by Charlie. That, by the way, that was "Everything Was Romantic" by Charlie XCX off of her new album, Brat. If you haven't listened to it, it's one of my favorite of the year so far. we have another song coming up per a request of another guest. I won't introduce them just yet, just because I want them to be able to introduce themselves. We got two more guests joining us later.
Surprise guests.
Surprise guests who have also been frequent
flyers. Yeah, not so surprising guests.
Yeah, that's true. But anywho, give us a PSA. Did you already find one or no?
I found a PSA that I would like to read
okay.
to the radio people.
Go ahead.
Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one else is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. After my PSA.
I have a I don't know if I create a soundboard for the show. I think that it's really good. Can I play you some? Well, let me turn it down because I'm making it a little bit loud. That was outside. That wasn't in here. Hold on. I feel like that one's pretty good.
This is riveting radio.
I have three separate farts. I have bruh, just in case.
That's a good one. You should get the Law and Order one.
That's actually a good one. I have
Baco Bell.
That one, just in case somebody says a factual statement.
Do you have an applause? Sorry, my voice just cracked. That was really nice.
Oh, that was loud. And one more, and then we can play some more tunes, I suppose. What's a good one here? Yippee! I feel like I do that voice a lot. Let me fill out this too. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in with me for the next 2 hours of your time. And thank you for tuning in with Laz as well. Thank you for tuning in with our two special guests later on. But I feel like this is a great keyboard.
I feel like it could be clickier. I think it could be clickier.
It definitely could be, but for right now, I think that it's fine. Listen, girl, we just got the stairs repainted. Baby steps.
Whoa.
Baby steps.
Well, but I feel like that's a pretty modern keyboard.
No, it is. It definitely is.
Well, so what I mean, it could be clickier, I mean it could be worse. Like, it could be older. No, but I like it clicky. But it could be older. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, because I've seen like a big fad in keyboards lately. I saw that there was a thing called a creamy keyboard, which I love.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those. I think those are good if I remember correctly.
They're like really like, I can't describe, you can't really describe.
The keyboard I use at work is like the keyboard that my family had in like 2011, but like it's probably a newer one, but it clicks the same. Oh, so good.
Oh, that sounds nice. I don't know. I feel like keyboard culture is it's a sign of things to come as far as like technology's influence on our daily lives. I don't know how to describe it. I think that like the fact that people are obsessing over like how keyboards sound.
Well, I mean that's just the ASMR craze.
It's the ASMR craze, but also like the 9-to-5 craze of being like, if it doesn't sound like this, then I won't be able to get my work done. My normal office job done.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know.
But that, I mean, I will say, I had to work somewhere else the other day, and I didn't have my clicky keyboard, and it was disappointing. So maybe...
Oh, the special guests are here.
Well, they'll have to...
Well...
The public's going to have to wait.
I suppose that... No, I guess that we have to... Yeah, we'll continue the keyboard conversation after. This is Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX. We'll go get our guests.
Woo!
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Girl.
How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl?
Girl.
And I don't know, I'm just a girl.
sometimes it feels a bit awkward because we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. Girl, it's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Maybe we're so meant to be, just you and me. Cause people say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. One day we might make some music, the internet would go crazy. But you might still wanna see me falling over and failing. At least we're closer to being on the same page.
Oh,
As Don Henley and the other members of the Eagles serenade us out, who I can't think of right now. I literally can't think of any other Eagles members. There's like 10 of them. Don Henley.
Are there really?
Yeah. It's a huge band.
That's too many.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Can we get rid of one of them?
Can we get
rid of I thought there were only six.
It may feel bigger to me, but...
Well, six of them are identical.
Calm. Six it's of them not are... 10 o'clock yet.
I didn't say anything.
Six of them are twins. No, they're clones. So technically it's the same person, but it gets convoluted. There are technically 12 of them, but convoluted. Six of them are the same.
Convoluted. Good word.
Good SAT
That's
word.
That's your Scrabble word of the day.
Yeah. Joe Walsh. Okay, yeah, here are the members.
How many?
Well, let me see, actually.
You know what my life plan is?
Glenn Frey, my dad just said. That's right. Founding members Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Bernie Leadon, Randy Meisner. We're joined by Linda Ronstadt, as well as...
Linda Ronstadt?
A woman?
Whoa. As a... Wait, I know Linda... Not personally? Not personally. I wish
Linda
personally.
Linda Ronstadt. She had a bunch of different...
Was she the one in the movie Pirates of Penzance? I think she was. No.
I've never heard of that movie.
Maybe. I don't know. It was a Linda something. Definitely a Linda in the
She's
first.
A singer.
But yeah.
Well, but yeah.
That was a satire musical.
What's your life goal, Peter?
My life goal is to get my pilot's license and then fly a cargo plane full of rubber duckies and then just jettison them. Just open the cargo hatch. Can you imagine that? I'd lose my license and I'd lose my job.
Any particular area you'd like to drop them
I'd
over?
I'd probably find the area of the U.S. that has the most pools in the backyard.
I feel like right over the Great Lakes.
No, I guess. Maybe somewhere that would be interesting to see where the rubber duckies end up. Like the top of the Mississippi.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Or like
then they would make their way down to the ocean, but like you'd see them in a lot of places.
Top of a mountain where it will melt and then go into like streams, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be interesting too, to see like the topography of the rubber duckies. I'll do that as my thesis. How does that sound?
That's a great idea. That's very Soapy Serenades themed.
Speaking of Soapy Serenades, this is Colin with Soapy Serenades. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard One of These Nights by Eagles, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Honey by Ravina, and Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX. Accompanying me are my new guests. Get out of here.
What?
You don't matter anymore. You aren't as new and important.
Okay, I didn't...
We got Peter and Jenna on the air.
Oh, I didn't know that was a cue.
I was looking for some kind of a hoopla, but that's fine. Hoopla!
Yippee!
Welcome back. Both of you have been on the air before. Very nice having you back. I kind of missed that conversation. Rubber duckies.
You interrupted it.
I'm sorry.
Jettisoning rubber duckies. That's all it was.
Jenna, any thoughts on the rubber ducky conundrum? Where would you drop the rubber duckies?
I don't know. I mean, I liked the idea of the lakes. I was thinking it doesn't seem very environmentally conscious.
Though, you know what?
But
you only live
but
once,
neither
am
does
I right?
airplanes, so.
That's true.
Well, okay. I'm not saying it's the most sustainable method to find the topography of a mountain.
That's why it's
I'm just saying it's the most fun.
That's why it's just a thesis.
Yeah, it's just theoretical. I can't prove that the rubber duckies will actually show where the water goes.
Modest proposal.
That's a good icebreaker question. If you had a plane full of rubber duckies, where would you drop them?
Yeah, I feel like if I really thought about it, I could come up with something real good. But, the White House.
Can you imagine
that is a good
how
funny that would be? Inauguration Day.
That's smart.
Like, how can you be mad about politics and everything when there's just rubber duckies falling from the sky?
You got a good point there, honestly.
That's a good one.
Then again, the White House security system would, like, not let any fly
okay,
over.
They're going to shoot 1,000 rubber duckies
that's
out of
the
air.
Gonna
like,
say.
Yeah, good luck.
They're going to be, like, shooting at all the rubber duckies.
No, they may shoot the plane that's carrying the 1,000 rubber duckies on it. That's what I'm trying to say here.
They're never going to give me my pilot's license after hearing this.
You kind of soiled it.
They're gonna get all the way through the process, and they're like, "Wait, aren't you the guy that was gonna jettison the rubber duckies?"
No,
like,
no.
Like, oh, you're thinking of a, you're thinking of
Teeter Pot.
Teeter. I was gonna say that.
No. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, sorry, that was me." And then I'd show up the next day with a fake mustache drawn on. I'd be like, "What? No, who
Peter,
are you talking about?"
Peter Todd Space Hunter, not Peter Todd Hunter.
That must have been my evil twin, Teeter Pot Hunter.
Teeter Pot Hunter.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Evil Peter.
Evil Peter.
Unrelated question. Is this shipment full of rubber duckies?
Oh my god. I'm trying to think of other good icebreaker questions like that.
I have so many good ones from being a mentor.
Just top three.
What's the
desert island? Oh.
No.
I was going to say, what's the first thing you throw in lava?
Ooh.
You could throw any object in lava.
Virgin.
I was about to say not a person.
Damn it.
But like, do you mean to like get rid of it or to see what happens?
Dude, anything.
I feel like dry ice.
Oh, yeah. No, because I feel like dry ice would just like...
I guess it wouldn't do anything.
It would just fall in, you know what I mean?
Motorcycle, maybe?
Yeah, why?
That would be interesting. No,
but
no.
Like, but like, imagine some
plus
guy
full of fuel?
Like, riding into lava.
Oh, wow, like a stunt.
Yeah. Anybody see the 2007 film Hot Rod with Andy Samberg?
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I recently, my roommate made me watch it.
It's
shout out Aubrey. Like, so good.
You go into a thing, it's just going to be, like, kind of, like, a fun... And it, like, is really funny.
It's so
and
funny.
And even if you don't like Andy Samberg that much, it's just an entertaining movie
yeah,
at the very
least.
Yeah,
it's great.
So.
It's great.
What would you throw in a lava, Jenna?
Maybe styrofoam? I don't know.
Oh, you got to say it in the microphone.
Oh, styrofoam.
Yeah, because, like, styrofoam does melt with heat, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it would just, like, immediately evaporate. That would be pretty cool.
Okay, wait. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it being thrown into, like, a volcano, or would we just have, like, a bucket?
Oh, like Minecraft style? Like, you got a bucket of lava and you're going to dump it somewhere?
I mean, I've never played Minecraft.
You've never played Minecraft?
Guys, can we cut our mic?
Boo!
Can we cut our mic out?
Sorry.
Can we?
Boo!
No.
I was thinking just, like, you're walking along in the woods. You don't have a bucket, but it's not a volcano. Like, you're walking along the woods, and you got your backpack on, you're going for a hike, and you just find a big thing of lava.
Pool of lava?
Yeah, just a big pool of lava.
Okay,
right
yeah.
on the ground. It's not like you have to hike up to the top. You don't have to drag anything up to
I
the top.
I think it would be cooler just to like be on like a very like elevated plane, like the tip of a volcano, and just like throw something in and watch it fall in.
But I think the problem is it would just get like engulfed. Like I think if it's like a pool, then I can actually see what happens when it goes in. Like the styrofoam, I think that'd be interesting in like a
that's
little
fair.
Pool
yeah.
rather than a volcano.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what I would...
Plus, if you were, like, above a volcano, the heat coming up from it probably would push a lot of stuff, like, out. Like, if you wanted to throw a piece of paper, and a piece of paper is not going to fall directly into the volcano, at least you would push it
paper out. Airplane. Easy.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, paper airplane would be so cool. It would, like, ride the heat currents, and then eventually it would touch down and just go up in flames.
What about one of those, like, Barbie dolls that's also a fairy, and then it, like, spins? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. You know what would he... the toy that's, like, a... It's like a jelly jelly roll kind of thing.
And you put your hand through it?
No, no, yeah. And you squeeze it and it like just keeps going. Because I think that thing would like melt a little bit, but I don't know what's on the inside of those.
Jelly.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Jelly. You guys heard of a little something called a T-800?
No.
Well, it's a Terminator. I would love to see the Terminator get tossed into a pool of lava like in Terminator 2.
I like where you're going with that. Is that the one that like can turn liquid?
What?
Is that the one that can turn liquid and then like reform?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is that all of them?
I'm gonna like lay it on might you. Be, I have never actually.
Might be embarrassing myself.
I've never seen the Terminator
movies. You know what's an embarrassing Gen Z moment?
Tell me.
The other day, some lady paid with check at work, and I had to write down the check number, and I literally had to turn to her and be like, which one's the check number? Because there are so many numbers on a check. And I was like, there was nobody else in the office. So I was like, I can't ask someone else. And I can't take the time to like pull out my phone and look it up.
Yeah.
So I literally said to her, I was like, this is going to sound so Gen Z and outdated, but which one's the check number?
Did she laugh at you?
No, she like gave me a straight answer. And I was like, how are you not like saying anything?
How old was she like guesstimate?
Like late 30s.
Wait, oh, what?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Late 30s with a check? Dude, use a debit card.
I'm picturing a 70-year-old woman.
Yeah, and it wasn't even... for a second, I thought that might be a deposit for something, which makes more sense. But
I think
it was just like she was paying for something. Because I remember her writing it out, and it was only like $15.
Oh, okay.
What?
That is not
and
necessary.
I was like,
dude,
this,
do you take
check?
Card?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we take card,
okay,
cash,
this is ridiculous.
We take everything.
This is ridiculous.
And I was like, I would have had you paid in like quarters, bro. Like, yeah. I would have rather picked up a bag of quarters and just taken your
gold
word for it.
Gold doubloons would have been better.
Because now I got to take this check from you for $15 and then awkwardly ask which one's the check number. And it's not because I don't know how to write a check. Like, if you gave me a check, I would be able to write it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, there are so many numbers. How am I supposed to know which one's the check number? That makes no sense. Yeah. Anyway.
Weird. Old ladies, am I right?
Yeah, 30-year-old women, am I right? Millennials, am I right?
Man, we're alienating our demographic.
We
right
really
now.
Are.
Sorry for the, we were at 34. Let's see what we're at now. 38. Wow, they love us. Ooh, they love
wait,
us.
That's like actually really high.
Yeah, uh-oh. Good job, you guys. Good job.
I mean, Saturday night.
We just dropped 5.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, you're right. We were at 43, but now...
one person logged off. They got nervous.
Yeah.
They started peeing
they
their pants
nervous.
A little bit. Anyways, let's tune?
Yeah, let's tune. Do it. What?
This is Soapy Serenade subbing in for Classic Rock Mine at 9 to 11 p.m. We got lots more music, lots more conversation, lots more friendship fun coming up. This is The Last of the Honeybees.
1, 2, 3. Leaves changing colors, orange and red and gold, and I'm building forts and digging holes. Out in the backyard, feels like I'm in another life. Another life. I don't wanna grow up, cause someday I'm gonna be dead and gone. But something in my skeleton bones has got to carry on. So I'll carry on. Honeybees is making a stand, and I wanna be there. It's gonna be grand, and I wanna be there. I don't wanna grow up, cause someday I'm gonna be dead and gone. But something in my skeleton bones, carry on,
so I guess I'll carry on. Protect us, shelter my breath with a heavenly host. Holy Ghost, refugees, honeybees. I don't wanna grow up, cause someday I wanna be dead and gone. There's something in my skeleton bones has got to carry on. You got to carry on. Carry on now. Making a stand, and I wanna be there.
Oh, oh, oh. When you know she's This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
That's enough of that. That was Karma Police by Radiohead off of their esteemed album, OK Computer. Before that was Xanadu by Olivia Newton-John and ELO.
That's such a good song choice.
It's a great song.
Was that your pick?
No, it was my mom's.
It's such a good song. I love that song.
It's a really good song. She also requested a song from Grease 2 by Michelle Pfeiffer, but I was like...
She's in that Olivia Newton-John era.
Yeah, I was like, I think that I might like skip on that one, but I will play Xanadu.
Xanadu's love that song.
And then before that was Do It Again by Steely Dan. Karma Police was recommended by my brother, and Do It Again is an homage to my father because he was the one that introduced me to Steely Dan. I was sitting there in the living room and we were listening to classic rock, and he said, let me play you this song. And it was a live version of Steely Dan playing that song. And I said, oh my God, I love this. And he said, I can't believe that you've never heard of Steely Dan. And...
That's what you did to me when I read my PSA, so that was for your PSA.
Wow, those sound effects are so good. Can you play the yippee one, actually? I really like that one.
Yippee!
That's so good.
Isn't that good?
Is there an applause?
I can look it up. Hold on.
The yippee one just is so perfect.
It applause. Is. It's a good one.
Yippee!
Let me see if I can find that. I also want to turn down the sounds because it is a bit
turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Of course, my computer doesn't want to load.
I just realized this today or yesterday. You know, in I like to move it, moving.
Yeah.
From Madagascar.
Yes, obviously, yeah.
I didn't realize that he's saying physically fit.
Yeah, physically fit.
I didn't know that. I saw an Instagram reel that was
about
like,
the basement yard. The basement yard to the two guys.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it a podcast clip?
No.
There you go. Continue.
Anyway, but I just realized that, and I didn't know. I thought he was just making up like sounds.
So did I.
But I didn't realize that he's saying physically fit. I also didn't know that it's like an actual song before the movie. I thought it was like a movie song, but it was like a big hit in Jamaica.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
that's what my father says.
So. Yeah, I think I heard about all of that like recently as well. But when I was a kid, I was like, this is the greatest. Like, this is art. They've made art.
I was like, this is made up words.
Yeah.
Actually, I like it more knowing that it's physically fit.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
And that it's from Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Physically fit.
That's a gentle. That's a gentle applause.
It's kind of nice, though.
It's also a small crowd applause.
That's not that much smaller.
That's not much smaller at all.
I want like one person clapping.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Can we start adding laugh tracks in all of our?
Please.
Oh, that's a very long one.
We're gonna have to like.
It's freaking me out.
Have you seen that fact where it's like most laughing crowds are from like the 40s, so most of the people are dead that are laughing? Have you seen that fact?
No, that's really dark, though.
I'm just saying.
They're wartime.
I like that.
I don't like this one.
That sounds like the laugh from Emperor's New Groove, the cat at the end. And that one's...
That's Yoda.
Is that really?
That's Yoda, yeah. It's Yoda laughing. I'm trying to think of what other ones I have. Let me see. Oop, I didn't upload any. Hold on. Oop. Sorry.
Can we just play Guess That Laugh right before the next hour?
What else do I have? Oh.
You should start doing like a game show on here. You have like so many like...
What is Yoda?
What is Yoda?
Can I take other creature laughs for 600?
What is Baco Bell? Yeah, I buzzed in. I don't know if you can hear that, but I slapped the table. That was so good.
These are all Curtis Connor noises. That's what these are.
Oh my god. Yeah, so I got a little soundboard going. I could definitely add more during this show because I've been dying to get new ones. So
you need like a slipping sound, you know what I mean?
Like whoop.